Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 29, 2020. COVID-19 Governor's Proclamations, July 17, 2020. Proclamation of Disaster Emergency, June 17, 2020. Governor Reynolds proclaimed a state of a disaster emergency on March 9, 2020 in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 following a national public health emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services on January 31, 2020 and multiple individuals within the state of Iowa testing presumptive positive for COVID-19. The governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency on March 13, 2020, establishing a state of public health disaster emergency. On July 17, 2020, the governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency, which ordered the following measures. All state agencies, school districts, and other local government bodies and agencies are to take all efforts to prepare to return students to in-person instruction for the fall 2021 semester. These efforts shall also ensure that schools have flexibility to continue providing education remotely if it becomes necessary. Brick-and-mortar school districts and accredited non-public schools are to provide instruction primarily through remote learning opportunities in the following circumstances. If a parent or guardian voluntarily selects the remote learning opportunity from among multiple options provided by the school district or non-public school in accordance with its return to learn plan, if the Iowa Department of Education in consultation with the Iowa Department of Public Health, IDPH approves of the temporary move to primarily remote learning for an entire school building or district because of public health conditions in the building or district. If the school district or accredited non-public school determines in consultation with state and local public health departments that individual students or classrooms, but not all the students in a public school building, must temporarily move to primarily remote learning because of public health conditions in the building. And if the school district or accredited non-public school determines that an entire school building or district must temporarily move to primarily remote learning because of inclement weather for a period not exceeding 5 consecutive school days unless the IDPH approves of a longer period. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code limiting the number of consecutive days and the total number of days in a 30-day period that a person may serve as a substitute teacher during one job assignment are temporarily suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code requiring a baccalaureate degree or higher from a regionally accredited institution to be issued in a substitute authorization, but only to the extent that the application instead has achieved an associate's degree or completed 60 semester hours of college coursework from a regionally accredited institution are temporarily suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring an applicant for a teaching license to be at least 21 years of age are temporarily suspended so that individuals who are at least 20 years of age may apply. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code limiting the holder of a paraeducator certificate with a substitute authorization appearing on the certificate to substituting only in the special education classroom in which the paraeducator is employed are temporarily suspended. For the duration of the Public Health Disaster Proclamation, a paraeducator who holds or obtains a substitute authorization on a paraeducator certificate may substitute any classroom except for driver's education. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code prohibiting the holder of a career and technical secondary authorization in an initial Career and Technical Secondary Authorization who has completed at least 1 year of teaching experience employed by a school district from serving as a substitute teacher in any classroom without further authorization from the Board of Educational Examiners are temporarily suspended, except those provisions prohibiting a career and technical secondary authorization from teaching driver's education. The Board of Educational Examiners is directed to provide guidance to school districts and individuals interested in serving as a substitute teacher in response to the aforementioned temporary code suspensions and regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code providing a maximum teaching load for community college instructions are temporarily suspended, with the requirement that a community college administration assigning an instructor a teaching load above the maximum credit load maintains written documentation that the instructor and administration mutually consented to the additional assignments. For additional information requiring the proclamation of a state of disaster emergency, see the LSA legal background briefing. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.